Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechet Tamura, Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Daled, and today's Mishnah Asar being learned B'schos HaSabbat Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Defan Reziv Kagon Bikar of Mamish. Now the first Mishnah in Perek, we listed a number of different animals that they are Asar to Bro's Karbonis, and if they got mixed up even with 1,000 other animals, all of them are Asar to Bro's Karbonis, and one of them was Mechir Kelev. Says Mishnah Ezu Mechir Kelev. What does it mean? Is Mechir Kelev? It's the price of a dog. Says Ha'imil Chaveiro. If a person tells his friend, Heilach Tlazet Tachas Kelev Zeh. Take this sheep in place for your dog. That's an exchange of the sheep for the dog. That sheep is not to be used as a carbon. Now, same thing with two partners that divided a whole bunch of things that they owned together. Let's say they had 19 sheep and one dog. One of them took 10 sheep. The other one took 9 and a dog. So, the ones that correspond to the dog, they're all usur, whereas the ones that are with the dog, they're mutter. So, let's say we have Reuven and Shimon are partners. They're dividing their 19 sheep and a dog. Reuven takes 10 of the sheep and Shimon takes 9 and a dog. So, all the 9 sheep that Shimon took are perfectly fine because none of them are considered a mechir kelev. Whereas all the 10 that Reuven took are usur, because we don't say that one sheep is corresponding to the dog and the other 9 are fine. We say that a little bit of the value of the dog is in each one of the sheep that he received, so actually all 10 of them are usur. Now in the previous case we discussed esnan zayna, and here we had mechir kelev. So what about the opposite? Esnan kelev u'mechir zayna. Haril mutarin, these are mutar. Esnan kelev would be where he gives a sheep to his friend and says, send your dog over to me for the night. Mechir zayna is where he gives a zayna a sheep and he says, you come to my house and be my shifcha. So in these situations, the animals are permitted to be used as karbanos. Shemar, because the pasuk by esan zayin mechir kelev says as follows: Ki toivas Hashem alekecha gam shnehem. Now the word shnehem is understood to mean as shnayim heim, and that tells us that shnayim, there's only two cases that are asur, the ones that are listed in the pasuk, esnan zayin and mechir kelev v'loy arba, and not 4 cases. So esnan kelev and mechir zayna are mutter. And also, Vlad is saying the children of these animals, meaning even though an esnan zayna mechir kelev are usur, if that animal gave birth to a child, mutarim, that child is mutter to be as a karbon, shenemar, because the pasuk says, hain. As we just said before, it says, shnei hem, so hem is hain, that means them, and that tells us, Vlad is saying, only they are usur, but not a child born to them. Moving on to Mishnah Dalid, nasan laksafim, let's say a person gave money to a zayna, and he said, this is your payment, harelu mutarim. That money is mutter, meaning it could be used to purchase an animal, and that animal is allowed to be used as a carbon. This is only if he gave her an animal. Similar to this, yenis shman muslasois, if instead of giving her an animal or money, he gave her wine, oil, or flour, and for that matter, v'choldover shakiyotze by karbal gam mizbeach, if he gave her anything that's able to be brought on the mizbeach, usur, so it's usur to be used, and that's because it's not limited to an animal, it just means something that could be used on the mizbeach, and we know that wine is part of the mizbeach, and oil and flour are used as part of karbonis mincha, and therefore, if he gave her anything for her services, it's not allowed to be used. Now, what about the following? Let's say he gave her something that was already hektish. He already had an animal that was designated to be used as a carbon, and he gave that to her for services. They're permitted. And that's basically Josh and the Pasuk. Now, what about the following? Let's say he gave her a bird. So, that is usur to be used. And the chiddush in this is that actually there would be a logical progression to say that if he gave her a bird for her services, it's not usur to be used as a carbon. Why is that? Because just like we said before, by mukdashin, something that was already designated as a carbon. We know that if this has a mum, if it has a blemish, that's possible, can't be used as a carbon. Whereas ein esan mechir chal alehen, the isser of esan mechir does not apply to them. While oifais, birds, she'ein amon paisel bahen, we know that there's many mumen that do not possel birds, they possel animals, but not birds. So ein abedin, shalehe esan mechir chal alehen, shouldn't we say for sure that esan mechir is not chal on them? And if a person did esnan or mechir of a bird that's not possel for the mizbeach, that makes sense to say. Therefore, says the Mishnah, Tamalam, the pasuk tells us, l'chol neder, and what does this tell us? This includes a bird that the Isra of Esnan and Mechir does apply to it. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Hey and Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.